Welcome to Listen to Real Coaching Volume 5. This is Jamie Kenzer along with Sherry Boone, and we're delighted to present this excellent coaching session with Irene Nazero, PCC. This session was recorded as a part of the Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged series. Notice how Irene's confidence and trust in the coaching process allows her to be present and provide spaciousness for the client.
So everyone, we invite you now to sit back and listen in to this coaching session. Irene and your client, thank you so much for joining us today. And when you're ready, Irene, please begin your coaching.
Thanks so much, Sherry, and thank you for that warm welcome. Glenn, you're set to go pretty close. It looks like you're still on.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go, Irene.
Super. So anything at all you need to do before we get started, just to sort of be in the right space?
I'm in the right space. I'm ready to go.
You're in the right space. Super. All right. So we'll get started. So what would you like to work on today, Glenn?
As we have in the past, we can just keep working down all my family members. now that I'm retired, I used to have you work with employees. Now they're all gone. Now I'm going to work with family members. So I mentioned to you a long time ago that one of the things, I have two twin children, and one's a boy and one's a girl. And my son, what I'd like to do is I'd like to figure out a way to build a better relationship with him. He's married. He's got two children that are our grandchildren that are 4 and 1.5. And I'd like to be able to have a more meaningful relationship with him. And I have run out of ideas on how to do that.
So we have spoken about this a bit before, right? And
only briefly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it may be that we sort of recap some of what we've talked about before, if that's okay. Because it was a bit ago, so I want to make sure that the important parts are fresh in both our minds. And so what I'm hearing is that you'd like to have, that phrase is very powerful, more meaningful relationship with your son. So that's a pretty big topic, and I'm wondering how you might like to turn that into a coaching conversation that we could at least start to tackle in about a 25-minute session. What's your thought about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to turn it into something for 25 minutes, but I think the issue with me is what I had a conversation with him once before and said, hey, listen, in order for us to have a more meaningful relationship, and I can kind of drill down on what that means to me, that it's kind of a two-way street and, you know, are you open to that too? And he said, yes. And then that was it. Then I went on to another family member, if you remember, with another issue. So now I've got time to work, swing back around and deal with this one. At the end of the day, it may be they need to coach about how to work with me, but.
Well, and we've talked about that before too, right? We can only coach who's in the room, so to speak. So so it's really a conversation between us. But it sounds like the door has been opened on his part to exploring that further too. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's more, I'm not sure exactly what to do because I have tried. I've tried to invite him to go do things together, you know, and again, he has two young children. There are some complications. It's even more complicated because of COVID-19, but he has two young children. He has a wife, has a demanding job. So I've tried to get him to go to sporting events or to do things that I know he's interested in doing. But, you know, I said, let's go on a golf trip. I was going to take him to Europe to go play golf. And I've done that with my daughter, you know, and had a great time. And again, I know there are complications because he's got two young children, so that's probably too big a step just to spend time together. Because when I call him, it's kind of this, you know, 5-minute conversation, all in one syllables. How are you? Fine. Yeah, it's not like I have a conversation with I do with good friends or my brothers.
Okay. So you've
my daughter, really, for that matter.
Okay. So you shared a lot there. That sounds like it may have some relevance to how we proceed. I'm wondering if maybe a good place to go with this, just to, again, try and sort of narrow this down a little bit to something that we can work on today, is to get a bit of a better understanding or common understanding of what you mean by a more meaningful relationship. I think you've given hints, but I'd be curious to know more.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I have some very good friends where I'll just call them up and I'll just kind of talk to them about sporting events or what's going on in their life or what their family is, but it's kind of a bi-directional conversation. So I'll say something, then they say something, and it kind of goes back and forth, and you talk about things that are more what's going on in their life. And I have two brothers. I talk to them probably two or three times a week about what's going on. And you just kind of catch up with them on what's going on. I do the same thing with my daughter. What's going on with her job? What's going on in her life? I talk right now. I'm traveling down back to Florida to see my wife and my daughter because I've been traveling for the last week. But I talk to them, you know, two or three times a week or a day with my wife. And it's all just kind of catching up. But when I call my son, it's like hitting a brick wall. It's like, how are you? Fine. What are you doing today? Not much. What's going on with your job? It's the same. You know, it's just, it's like after a while, I go, okay, I can't, it's like pounding on a wall.
I hear the frustration.
Is that being clear enough?
Oh, yeah, that's very clear. That's very clear. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And so when you describe this situation, it sounds like, and this may be just an observation or a gut feel on my part, that the way your conversations go is a marker of your relationship. How does that land with you?
Yeah, I think that's I think that's accurate. Yeah,
okay.
I think that's
okay.
Accurate.
So we're sort of getting to a specific thing here, an element of your relationship, but I don't want to, you know, sort of decide this for you, obviously. I'm still curious about what we could do with that information or some other element of what would constitute a meaningful relationship for us to talk about today. And even if we don't get all the way through, because, you know, we normally spend more time together, even to make some headway on. Do you have a further thought about that?
Well, I don't know if this is consistent, but like I know my son knows I love him. He loves me. And I think he's a really great person. I mean, he's great, got great values, and I'm crazy about him. So I think he's great. I think he feels the same way about me. The problem is there's not anything. The connection is like, it's infrequent. So even when I go to play golf with him, and again, he may be loosening up a little bit. He's preoccupied with a lot of things on his mind. But even when I go golfing with him, which is, again, another time that I normally go out and I play golf with guys and kind of, you know, you chat and have fun. And you, with my son, he just doesn't talk playing golf. He just plays the round of golf, goes back, and takes care of his children. So it's just, it's not any fun either. So.
So I'm hearing a few things. I'm hearing that your connections with him, it sounds like, are not as frequent as with other members of your family. And that when they occur, they're not as, I almost want to use the word something like fulfilling or gratifying to you, and let me know how that lands.
I think that's accurate. Yeah. No, yeah. I think that's right. That's right. Yeah. And so when I'm driving down to Florida, and I'll call these people on the phone and just kind of catch up with them. But I don't normally even think of calling my son because it's not going to be a long conversation.
Okay. And so if you could take anything away from our conversation today around this scenario, what might that be?
I think some ideas, because this has been going on for a long time, I think a couple things. I think one is some ideas on how to say something to him that is non-threatening, coming from the right place, perhaps giving him some ideas or maybe me having some ideas of what I could do differently, because I've already tried. I've tried what came to my mind, which is trying to call him and catch up with him or trying to do things with him. So okay. I think if I maybe had some different alternatives and maybe a way in which to approach him with it, those would be two things that would be helpful.
Okay. So you're talking about having ideas on, can you fill that out for me?
Well, like if you can't go somewhere with him and have an enjoyable, you know, where you're kind of talking, that's not because he's either too busy or preoccupied with work or his children, which again, I get that. So that's kind of, that doesn't appear to be working for him. So if I don't do that, what's another way of doing that? And then how do I broach the subject about improving the conversation when I do talk to him? You know, how do I get him where he opens up more?
Right. Okay. So
I see the need to do that.
Fair enough. So what you're talking about, if I understand correctly, then is ideas on other forms of connecting as well.
Yeah.
As
yeah, that's a good way of saying it. Yeah. That's a very good way of saying it. Yes.
Okay. And perfect. Then maybe a deeper conversation when you do have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
If that's possible. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and how to broach it? Because I can be too direct, as my wife will tell me. So I, you know, if there's a way to finesse that, which doesn't come that naturally to me.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Well, honesty is your top strength. So
it is. It is. And it turns out that can be a weakness at times.
Well, we say that sometimes they're a double-edged sword, right? So, mm-hmm. All right. So, if you could sort of create an ideal scenario in terms of, I think you've described the conversation that you'd like, if I've understood correctly, you'd like it to parallel more closely to the ones that you have with other members of your family and some of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of connecting with your son, if you could just wave a magic wand and have this happen, what might that look like?
Where I could connect with him better. I think, again, probably it's more of a mutual exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So of in depth, more of a mutual exchange in depth, I would say.
Okay.
On any number of subjects. It could be any number of subjects. It could be about his family. It could be about sports. It could be about anything. But I would say more involved exchange.
Okay, so that even when you're spending time in each other's presence, connecting that mm-hmm. way, that
yes.
It would also constitute some meaningful exchange between you.
Yeah, that's right. And now that I'm complaining, another example is when I do, well, like they'll come up and spend a weekend with us. They were last summer, not so much this summer, but he would come up and he would pull out his computer and sit there and work the whole time. And we'd all be sitting there at the table and he'd be working, you know, or texting or, you know, it's this whole computer thing that drives me nuts where people won't, you know, they're busy watching their computer or their telephone instead of having a conversation.
Okay. So connecting through conversation is a really big thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What, and I just want to acknowledge as well, that, you know, the idea of being connected to family clearly holds very strong value for you
mm-hmm.
as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a big deal. What other values do you think are sort of emerging as you explore all of this?
That's a good question. I would say, I think I'm not, well, it depends on how you define values, but caring, I think, is important. And he's very kind too. So, and he's very sensitive and very kind, but I think caring, I think honesty is important, obviously. I think family.
Right. Okay.
Support.
Say more about support.
You know, I think that's been a complicating issue because I have been a big support person for him when he went through looking for a job. And I can have a slightly domineering personality. So I can say, this is the way you need to do it. And this is the only way to do it. And I think that can be off-putting. It works with some people very well because they want to be told. But I've been very supportive of him and helping him find a job when he was looking for one. But I think at times that kind of emasculated him because I was so overbearing.
So if I understand what you just said, it's that you value being of support to your family, and you recognize that sometimes that can have a downside to it. Have I
yes.
captured that right?
Yes, I've had that pointed out to me before.
Okay. Well, I so appreciate your honesty.
So that resonates.
It does
resonate.
Okay. Well, very important observations.
This is the benefit of a spouse, though, is to point out these things to you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Fair enough. So here's a question around values, though, from a slightly different angle. What, if you had to guess, do you think your son's values might be in general or in terms of his relationship with you?
That's a really interesting question, and I'm not sure. That's a really interesting question. His values are all very high ethics, but in relationship to me, I think it's a little bit of respect and a little bit of fear, maybe too strong a word, but a little bit of keep your distance.
What do you make of that?
I can understand it, although I am mellowing.
Okay. Tell me how that factors in.
I think that's probably some baggage. I think, you know, it's less of an issue now than it used to be because of a domineering personality. But I think that's probably still remnants from it, you know, from growing up, is my guess. I'm speculating.
So you're suggesting that this is his baggage from growing up. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure I contributed to that baggage, yes.
Okay. Okay. Huh. All right. So what would you want to do with that information?
Well, I can't really say I can say I've changed, but I think it is, I think that's an interest. That's a really interesting, it's an interesting angle because I think if that's the issue, which is keeping a little bit of distance based on past experiences, I think that I probably have to do a little bit of rebuilding to make that's mm-hmm. not an issue anymore. I'm thinking out loud now. I don't know the
mm-hmm.
answer.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fair enough.
But I probably need to demonstrate that more, that it's not an issue anymore.
Okay. And could you say more about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of thinking out loud, but I'll give you an example. Like, he just put together a presentation that looks fabulous to me. In the past, I would, in the old days, I would have gone through and ripped it apart and said, here's how to improve the whole thing, which I wouldn't, I'd do that to everybody. So it's not treating him as an exception.
Okay.
But I think that probably, like, this was a really good presentation. And I should call him up and say, hey, I just want to let you know I looked at the whole presentation and I think it's fabulous. No feedback, no areas of improvement. That would probably surprise him.
Wow. Wow. Well, what else do you think might come of that conversation?
I think maybe trust. That I think maybe that's a more trust. Again, I don't know. I don't know if it's that extreme, but that I think it gets at part of the issue, though.
So.
Yeah, I think trust. I think because he'll call if he has any really concerns about something that's going on, he'll call my wife, and that's who he feels comfortable and trust, and he knows he won't be judged, and she's more nurturing. I think you may remember my strengths test. That was down toward the bottom.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, this sounds like very interesting observations that you're coming up with here. And yeah. What do you wish your son knew about you that you're not sure he knows about you?
Probably how important this relationship is to have it improved. I'd really like to have one. I know that you can't have the same relationship with with children because they're different people, but the same level of intimacy.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And I don't think he knows that.
Okay. Well, I have just a few more questions for you, Glenn, because we're coming up on the end of our conversation. And I realize that we probably would have gone on with this, you know, somewhat further, but in light of what we've discussed so far, what might you say that you've learned about yourself in this conversation?
I think the big aha for me is this trusting issue, is the need to build trust. That's an aha that I hadn't thought about before. And I think there are ways in which to do that. Well, which we talked a little bit about how to do that. And that's probably the first step in building a stronger relationship. That's my takeaway. How did I do?
It doesn't matter what I think. How do you think you did?
Yeah, well, that's what.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my first takeaway, I think.
Awesome. And what would you say that you might have learned about your situation out of our conversation today?
I'm not sure. Ask me that a different way.
So that was a little bit about you and where trust has played a role, perhaps, that you've contributed to, I think, was what you were saying earlier. What about just the situation as a whole, your relationship with your son?
Oh, I think, I think I come away more hopeful. I think it's manageable.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, something can be done. That's good. I think that's very good.
Okay. So how do you feel like you might take this learning forward?
I think I will. Well, first of all, I'm going to take action on the thing I mentioned earlier about giving him a call. And I think what I will do is look for opportunities to build trust. So I will look for some additional opportunities, which I have never done before.
Oh, wow. Okay. And, just as a passing thought, any way that you'd like to create some accountability for yourself around this?
I'm not in love with that idea. Let me see. I'm kidding. Let's see. That's a good question. What I normally do is I jot down notes. But you know what I should do? What I can do is put it on my calendar and say, so I've got a reminder. And I don't know how often it should be, maybe once a month or maybe every 2 weeks. But I think that would act as a trigger to remind me. And that's actually a good idea because I wouldn't have, that's a good idea.
And what will this remind you of, this reminder?
To look for opportunities to build trust. Yeah, and that there are there opportunities for me to call him and continue to build that bridge.
Super, super. Is there any way I can support you in this?
I think we, when we check in next time we talk, I think it would be good to say, how's it going? What have you, what approaches, what have you done? Give me some examples. And if there's any feedback on those or additional ideas, that feedback would be valuable.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can certainly run through and see how things are going. That sounds great. Do you feel like you, so we had talked about trying to build a more meaningful relationship with your son. How do you feel we did in this span of this conversation towards that end?
I think it's good because I, like I've said before, if I always come out in a different place than where I entered, I consider it successful and an area where I feel like I learned something or I'm in a different place than where I started the meeting with a new idea that makes sense to me. So yes, right. I'd say an A.
Good for you. Good for you. That's awesome, Glenn. We are about at time. So if you feel like this would be an okay place for us to wrap up, I would say that would take care of it for today. How does that sit with you?
It's great. Thank you, Irene.
All
good
right,
talking to you as usual.
Glenn, always a pleasure.
Okay, I'm dropping off.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Irene, fabulous session. This is Sherry. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That great coaching. Wow. Wonderful, wonderful work.
Thank you.
I'm just so, I love the way you spent so much time on creating the agreement for this session. I just, and to me, it was just as I was listening, I was thinking, you know, once again, such a great illustration of why it's so important to take the time with this agreement, right? And I think you did such a fabulous job asking him what he wanted to, you know, what he wanted to talk about, and then really helping him unpack that word meaningful. Taking time with that and then asking him, you know, to narrow this down. What would you want to talk about today or get from this today? You just kept at it, coming at it from the different places. So could you just talk a little bit about what was going on for you at that part of the conversation, Irene?
Yeah, I mean, to be very honest, you know, ICF competencies aside, you know, which I try and live and breathe by, the reality is if I don't take that time, I'm in big trouble later on because we're just going in circles. So it, you know, and I don't know if we've gotten anywhere and there may be an aha here or there, but it's never as potent or powerful as it could be, I think, than, you know, if we don't take the time. So it ends up serving everybody if I do.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's so true. You end up going in circles or like, it's sort of like, what are we doing? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Where are we going? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you just did such a beautiful job with that. And then coming back after that discussion and continuing to ask some questions, you know, you came back around. If you could take anything away today, what could that be? You asked great questions throughout this whole session, Irene.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, it was such a pleasure to listen to your relationship with your client also, just the trust that's there, the way you managed this this conversation. Yeah, beautiful work.
Thank you.
What else would you share with us then, beyond the agreement, what else is important to you or what were you really noticing today in this session?
So as Glenn mentioned, he's one for being very to the point. And I would venture to say that the exploration of feelings or, you know, sort of those underlying elements to what's going on are not where he spends a lot of time in his you know, in his deliberations and whatever. He's happy to go there. And as you heard, you know, is kind of sometimes taken a little by surprise when, you know, things surface that he's able to come to terms with, understand better, realize, what have you, that are sort of living below the surface. And so it was my guess that that was where, you know, the most important stuff was going to be. I mean, I don't know how different that is from any other client, except in my work with Glenn, what I've noticed, like I said, is how much he's just in that kind of factual black and white, here's how it is, you know, it's a simple solution, you know, that kind of thinking, when in fact some situations are very complex and there are layers, you know. So I thought if we sort of got into the layers, that might reveal something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love the way you invited him there. Mm. Yeah. So well done.
Thank you.
Jamie, do you have some comments or questions for Irene?
Let's see. Well, I concur with everything that Sherry has said. And, you know, the one theme for me, aside from the agreement, was really all the many ways that awareness was created, whether it was through your fantastic questions, through your reflections about his values. There was that point where you noted that, you know, about connecting through conversation and how that feels valuable, and then further took it to, you know, the connection to family. So, you know, I just thought there were so many places where you invited him to become aware of more without telling or directing or pushing. You know, your curiosity really, really showed up in all of that. It was so nice. And yeah, and your great use of humor and your connection with him, as Sherry said. And I guess I'm curious, you know, what do you think, not necessarily about this relationship, but just what do you think, how do we as coaches really create connection with our clients, you know, the ability to really stay in that coach role, which you absolutely did, but then there was this, you know, real connection and a comfort and humor and laughing and all that. So can you just talk a little bit about how you think you do that as a coach?
Oh, I think I do that. So I'm going to say that it probably goes way back to the very beginning, where we're doing some sort of a getting to know you intake sort of discovery session, pre-actual formal coaching, where I feel like, you know, yes, there's, if you will, a formula or a plan, but I can certainly be more myself and engage with potential clients in a very genuine, authentic way. And so there might be some, you know, if they're open to it or seem to be of that sort in his, you know, I mean, he also has a great sense of humor, as you could probably tell. Mm-hmm. It was a very natural and easy thing to establish early on. And so I take my lead from, you know, the client ultimately. If they're people who want to go there, then I go there. And, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of connection is established then. And it just makes it then easier to carry that into your sessions and again, continue to feel that level of comfort and familiarity and ease with a person. I mean, I think humor is a huge thing, and that whenever you can bring it into a working relationship like this, it can do so much mm-hmm. to, you know, build trust, to build that intimacy, to, you know, the shared joke is a big deal to my mind. you know, and especially if to balance things out, because you know that you're probably going to get into some weeds, you know, some deep stuff at some point in your coaching session. And so if there's an opportunity, not right at that moment, but perhaps before or after, where some levity can come into play, is probably a good thing to balance things out. So it's always a big thing for me.
Well,
when I can bring it in. Yeah.
Yeah. And you do it beautifully. And from my experience, when I hear coaches being able to do that, there's a level of confidence that has to be in place in order to relax enough to have that humor connection. Mm. So I really heard that as a strength in your coaching, just a real strong confidence that the process works, you know?
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.